AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, you missed today's show. Catch day one on the podcast.
Yeah, we chatted with the ABC Four Corners journo Mark Willisey about all the developers, the deals and the donations on the Gold Coast. Are they all above board? And also we learnt, Bridge, that the world is ending in 6 days.
Certainly is. So no time to get to the Bon Jovi concert, which is coming to town. We'll have the first tickets at Metricon. But you two blew my brains this morning. ABBA could be coming to town as well, and you chose ABBA over Bon Jovi.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, the podcast, Gold 92.5.
We're happy too that Bon Jovi coming to Metricon, to the Gold Coast here.
What?
Which is massive. You think about some of the songs. Think about here on the Gold Coast. We never get the big acts. We've either got to go to Brisbane and, you know, you go to the Entertainment Centre or you go to Suncorp. Metricon Stadium is the perfect Gold Coast venue to have a massive act.
And Brisbane always gets the big acts during the week.
Yeah.
So you've got to travel all the way there and come back and go to work the next
day.
That is
massive.
When was the last big gig here?
Fooey's at Metricon was the last. Yeah. Foo Fighters at Metricon.
That is
last,
massive.
Yeah, it's a perfect venue. You love it. It's huge.
Never seen Bon Jovi live. Always wanted to see Bon Jovi.
I spent a bit of time on stage. Good story. I was in Hobart.
Of course you did.
We took a plane load of 20 people promotion to Melbourne. What are you laughing at?
What? I just know where this is going.
No. It was the tour, and a lot of people listening would remember this. There was a bar. There was a bar on the stage, and so they...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so the people that won the promotion got to sit around the bar on the stage, and here we were. So we sat around the bar on stage
on
at the
stage.
Melbourne concert, while Bon Jovi played.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing.
Look, Bon Jovi's huge.
What was her name? The missus at the time. Heather
Locklear, with Richie Sambora.
She was there.
Yeah,
she was there.
Really?
I wasn't dropping names. Well, no. But
well,
you can drop names.
You're very good friends, Bon Jovi. Good. Well, we'll have first tickets in town then, right?
No doubt we'll have first tickets.
Thank you.
I was watching something last night, and it got to change my mind. As much as Bon Jovi is huge.
Oh, you can't get bigger than Bon Jovi.
Yeah, you can.
What?
I watched the special last night on ABBA. And they're making a comeback, and they said that one of their first shows, because Australia made them big originally, so they said they want to pay Australia back, and they wanted to come, they're going to come to Australia. And I was watching it, and I sat there, and I actually loved it. I actually really enjoyed it. And I could stand here today and say, yes, vote for ABBA. If
I'm
you had
with
to
you.
Put Bon Jovi and ABBA up against each other,
Peter,
both at Metricon Stadium, which one would you go to? Would you go to Bon Jovi or would you go to ABBA?
Have you got a temperature? What? There's enough change in breakfast without you going to ABBA. Vote yes for Bon Jovi.
It was unbelievable.
Going off? Your eyes are dilated. You're going off.
I'm being serious.
I have an issue with ABBA because my stepmother played it constantly, non-stop. Like, I just can't do ABBA. It has to be Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi v ABBA. Come on. There's no contest.
AJ?
I'm with you. I love ABBA.
Oh, what?
Sorry.
Great. So I'm the only bloke within the show. Is this right? Is this really what's happening?
Look, tonight on the ABC, on the upbeat, they're doing an expose on councils, including our very own Gold Coast Council. Now, look, in my opinion, like him or lump him, Tom Tate, since 2012, Tom Richard Tate, has done a pretty good job. I mean, the plight of the Gold Coast has improved substantially over his tenure.
Mm.
Now, the ABC have decided to do an expose. Mark apparently is Brisbane-based.
Yes.
So he knows what goes on the Gold Coast, mate. What are you doing to Tom, the council? What have you come up with tonight on the ABC in the Four Corners program?
Well, we just thought we should have a look at the Gold Coast. There's a little bit of development going on down there. Some call it the big boom town, and as you guys know, your locals driving around, there's lots of cranes on the skyline. And, of course, we have a Crime and Corruption Commission investigation going on at the moment of two into not just the Gold Coast, but three other councils. And they are actually looking at developer donations. And so we thought we'd have a bit of a sniff around there. Now, in terms of the mayor, look, he's a very wealthy individual, and he obviously is not shy about talking about that. And he self-funds his campaign. So, look, from that perspective, we took a look at a few other councillors, some conflicts of interest, Yeah, and we found some interesting things.
Yeah, talking about interesting things, are we talking very similar to the Paul Pasali we saw out at Ipswich, or is this mainly just not dotting the I's and crossing the T's in particular areas?
Well, what this is, it's not related to the Paul Pasali thing, although that did come out of this Crime and Corruption Commission investigation looking into all the councils. What this is about is what you can get away with as a councillor, as a council, under the current rules. And we took a look at the Deputy Mayor, Donna Gates, and since last year's election, she's hopped up in the chamber nearly 30 times and said, look, I have a potential conflict of interest here because the development application we're all voting on, it's associated with a donor to my campaign. So I have a perceived or an actual or real conflict of interest. Hey, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stay in the chamber and I'm going to vote in favour of it. And she's done that nearly 30 times. Now, there's nothing illegal about that. And I think that's the point, is what we're seeing down the Gold Coast is what's potentially happening across Queensland. And that's developer donations. They're paying money to people for their campaigns. And then these people are then voting on these development applications despite having a potential conflict of interest.
Mark, was there a particular tip-off that you got? Is there a begrudged councillor? Where did you get this information? You don't all of a sudden go, OK, we're just going to start investigating.
Well, I'm one of these people that... I'm Brisbane-based, so I'm going down the Gold Coast quite a bit. And so what I'm doing is I'm seeing what's going on down there. I'm talking to a lot of people. And a lot of those people are saying, look, you need to look into the Gold Coast, and that's what we've done.
Mark, should our mayor or any of our councillors be alarmed about what's going to be shown tonight? As a public, as a ratepayer, should we be alarmed?
Should people be stepping down, as I think what Spider's saying, Mark?
Well, I think what we need is a good, hard look at how this council operates. And the program's not just going to look at conflicts of interest. We're going to look at the mayor's trips to China. Now, he says, I go over there privately. I self-fund these trips. Four Corners has had a look at what the mayor's been doing over there. We've found a report over there where the mayor has fronted up to the launch of this big Chinese-run development that's being built on the Gold Coast. Supposedly, this was a private trip, except the mayor spoke at the event, and behind him, he's basically being promoted as Tom Tate, Gold Coast City Mayor. Mm. So it's this mixing of private business with, is it council business? There's questions there. There's also some issues about secrecy on the Gold Coast. We've had a couple of reports come out, council reports that they've commissioned on the cruise ship terminal, also on building heights. A lot of those reports have been, blacked out to some degree. You know, in fact, the cruise ship terminal report had 56 pages that were blacked out. So what's in those pages? That's what we're having a look at. Are the people of the Gold Coast getting all the information they need so that they can make their own mind up about big projects like the mayor's, what you'd call his pet project, the cruise ship terminal?
All right, mate, we'll watch with interest tonight, Four Corners. Thanks, Mark.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. I just want to reiterate that we did call the mayor's, we made contact with the mayor's office over the weekend. Mm. Tom was offered the chance to come on the station this morning talk about what went on. I mean, he doesn't know how they put the story together yet, but Tom did have the chance to come on today, as we've just reported there with Mark, to have his say and to background what he thought the story would be about. He chose to watch the show tonight. That's fine. But I reckon you made the wrong call, Tom.
I'm just really nervous.
Why?
I think he might have one of those doorstop press conferences, Tom. You know, at the John Flynn Private Hospital in his white robe and pyjamas.
No,
with his
Peter.
Slippers on, with
don't.
His hair everywhere, blaming health problems.
Oh, don't. 5 days, 7 hours, 10 minutes, and 57 seconds until the world's ending. This is a biblical.
Stop it.
Sad day. 2 o'clock.
It's
that
biblical.
Is it.
Biblical. In the Bible, according to Luke, Planet X, which is known as Nibiru, is going to crash into the world. That is it. It's all over. 2 o'clock Saturday.
I'm going to tell you something.
What are you going to
world won't end in 5 days. Whatever.
Why?
The finals are on. The footy finals. Come on.
No, but that means the grand final will be the Friday night, which will be for the AFL. Adelaide and Geelong. Perfect.
Oh, which means I can claim that the Cowboys have won then because they won't even get their game in. So I can just say that they've won the premiership.
Nobody's going to know any different. Right. Right under the Cowboys.
Finish this. I'm so happy. The world is going to end in 5 days because...
Yep. Tia in Carrara. What do you want to say? What are you going to do if they... Here we go. I'm so happy the world is ending in 6 days or 5 days and 7 hours because...
Because everything's just getting so crappy. My daughter wouldn't have to grow up and deal with all of that stress. And she wouldn't have to worry that something's going to get blown up, unfortunately.
And social media and all this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. She wouldn't have to be bullied or anything like that. I mean, I wish I hadn't gone through that.
Yeah, so. I hope your daughter's better than my daughter. My daughter turned 16 yesterday. Happy birthday, Nay.
Happy birthday.
We rang her 15 times and she never answered the phone once.
Wow.
Yeah, we sent her birthday cakes and everything and just ignored her. So
nothing.
No, hopefully, yeah, that's it. She's got 6 days to eat them.
Even the Great Australian Doorstep did a shout out to her, I heard yesterday. Oh, Tia. Thank you for your call. Donna in Currumbin. I'm so happy the world is going to end in 5 days because...
my dream came true on Saturday and I saw Migaloo. Yay!
You saw Migaloo? Where?
I saw Migaloo. Just out off of the coast. We were on our boat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they reckon Migaloo was... Yeah, they're putting on a bit of a show, Migaloo, which was great to see.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Really, your life is complete if you've seen Migaloo. That's something I haven't ticked off my bucket list. Oh, well done, John.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.